episode 113.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk all about ConvertKit. I've got Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, on the show, and he's going to talk about his case study about how he has implemented ConvertKit over at Podcast Answer Man to take his whole business to the next level. You're going to learn about some of the cool features about ConvertKit, but more than that, you're going to learn some fundamentals of email marketing that are really going to help you with your business. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it. Right when it's late at night, at the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, 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 it's Mark Mason coming to you from Dallas, Texas. I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic day. And unless you have been living under a rock, you know that yesterday we got a new president here in the United States. That's right. Donald Trump is president-elect here in the United States. Very amazing thing. No matter what your politics are, the shocking thing was that Trump won despite what all the models said. All the pundits were wrong. They're calling it the biggest upset surprise election in the history of the United States. Very, very interesting stuff. So I was up late watching that last night, and now I'm up late recording this episode for you. Now, I've got a great episode for you. I've recruited my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft to talk with you about his experience with ConvertKit. I've been talking a lot about email marketing lately, and I've been working to take my email marketing to the next level. I've been working with Cliff on his email marketing a little bit. We've talked about it on a couple of his shows over on the podcast Answer Man. But Cliff has been able to get some amazing results with ConvertKit over the last 2 months. Like me, he left AWeber for ConvertKit because he was interested in these tagging features that ConvertKit offered, among other things. And so Cliff is going to talk about what he's been able to accomplish in a very short time with this activity. There's something else I wanted to tell you about ConvertKit as well before we get started. Right now, they're having a special webinar where they're teaching people how to get their first 1,000 subscribers. This is an incredibly valuable bunch of content, and I'd love for you to sign up and go over and check it out. You can get there, find the webinar, and if it's after the webinar, you can find the replay at latenightim.com/CK webinar. That's latenightim.com/CK webinar. And of course, that's my affiliate link to the webinar. If you were to sign up for ConvertKit through that link, I'd get a commission. But whether you're interested in ConvertKit or not, the webinar content is going to be really fantastic with regard to email marketing. Now, specifically speaking of fantastic content, this conversation with Cliff is going to be really great for you today. He talks about his transition from AWeber to ConvertKit, how hard or how easy that was. I won't spoil it for you. Cliff tells you all about it. And then some of the amazing things that he's been able to do in just a few short weeks inside of ConvertKit, capability that used to be virtually impossible for email marketing, and then especially at this price point. And then he's going to tell you about some incredible insights and marketing opportunities he's been able to capture by using the tools that are available in ConvertKit. It's really neat. And whether you're interested in ConvertKit or not, it's a master's class in how to think about email marketing. And with that, I'm going to throw you right into the interview with Cliff. Okay, Cliff Ravenscraft, how are you, sir? Glad, great, amazed, so excited to have you back on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. What is going on?
Mark Mason, I am just like ready to explode with excitement. It has been like years since I have been this excited about working on my business.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's been years since you've been this excited about being on someone else's podcast.
That too, brother.
Okay. That too. Okay, great. So I wanted to get you on here because you and I have been working on bringing a new email autoresponder software into both of our businesses. We've been working on that quite a bit. It's ConvertKit. I've been talking to my audience a little bit about it, but I wanted to talk to you about it and have this discussion so we could maybe go through sort of your journey with ConvertKit coming from AWeber, what that was like, what features are amazing you, how you're using it, and what the unique benefits are. I think it's beneficial because you're not in the internet marketing business. You've got a separate business. It's podcasting, and this has been incredibly effective for you. And I want to sort of share that example with my audience. How would that be today?
Absolutely, man. Where do you want to start? I'm ready to go because this stuff, I'm so excited. I find it hard to sleep at night because as I'm going to sleep or laying down, I'm like, oh, but I could get up. If I go up and add this automation rule, that's going to be even more awesome.
So I guess the place to start with you is a little description about sort of the sad condition that your email list was in and where you wanted to get to and what drove you to make the decision to finally pull the trigger on ConvertKit and move away from AWeber.
Yeah, the thing is my mailing list, the problem, the biggest pain that I have is I have a list of email subscribers from October of 2010 through today, November of 2016. I have a list of 4,132 people, which may seem like a very small number, except if you find out that my opt-in going all the way back to the last 6 years has literally said, please give me your name and email address if you'd like to be notified of the next time I have a new product or service that you can purchase from me.
So no lead magnet.
No lead magnet.
No promise of valuable content.
No promise of content. The only thing I promise you is the next time I have something to sell you, I will reach out to you via email and tell you that you can buy something from me.
And still 4,000 people opted in. Okay, that's pretty cool.
And and by the way, just to give people an idea, the very first time I sent an email, so I started my list in October of 2010. After it was December of 2010 that I actually sent my first email to the list. So it was 2 months later. And I only had 200 people on my mailing list. And I said, guys, I'm going to do a webinar series. And it's going to be a series of, I think it was 5 webinars. It's going to be $100, or no, it was 7 webinars. It's going to be $100 a piece. So if you bought all 7 of them, it'd be, you know, $700. But if you bought all 7 of them, I'll give you a discount. You can get it for $595. And so I said, hey, if you want, here are the different ways that you can purchase these webinars. So I sent that out first email to 200 people. I made $16,000 in 10 days.
Yeah. And I remember the state of your business at that time, way back then. And that was a very, very important $16,000.
It was an extremely important $16,000. Today, now I'm at the place where every time I've sent out an email, on average, the 20,000 is pretty low on how much an email campaign is. And an email campaign is either 1 to 3 broadcast messages about, you know, my next podcasting A to Z course. But on the low end, it's about $20,000. And on the upper end, it's been as much as $72,000.
So this email list since 2010, no email automated responder sequences, no valuable e-courses, no real no real substance of, I guess maybe an occasional message like that, but mostly just these sales pitches once a month or so. Is that right?
Once every 4 to 6 weeks for the last 6 years. Now, occasionally I would send a broadcast message, and that broadcast message might be a little bit of a personal inspirational thing, or maybe a tip related to podcasting. I mean, occasionally, but nothing autoresponder. And certainly I only did those because I felt guilty because I kept sending all these sales pitches, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. So you started getting the itch for ConvertKit, and you and I talked about it. Pat Flynn talked about it. And what was driving that? What was the vision that you were thinking about chasing after to take this email marketing list to the next level?
There are a couple things. The first thing is the hugest pain point that I had was I have 4,132 people on my email list. And here's the first thing that I did. I had this assumption that, gosh, my guess is that an overwhelming majority, and in my mind, that's at least 60%, probably much higher. My feeling was that 60% or more of those 4,132 people already have a podcast and have been podcasting for many years, because these people have been on my list for the last 6 years. They've been listening to my weekly podcast about podcasting. And so, gosh, they have to all have a podcast. Well, what am I doing with my broadcast message? I'm sending a broadcast message to all 4,100 plus people saying, hey, guys, my next session of podcasting A to Z is coming up. If you haven't yet launched that podcast, but you've been thinking about it, you're on the fence, now's the time. I would love to be your personal coach. Let me help you start that podcast. That's my broadcast message going out to everyone, when even in my own mind, I'm thinking I'm sending this message to 60% of those people where this language doesn't even fit who they are. I'm just communicating to them that I have no idea who you are, people.
So your list was, the problem was you took in all of these email addresses over a series of years. They weren't qualified in any way. You didn't know who they were as far as where they were in their business. You weren't communicating with them on a regular basis. And I guess AWeber, until just very, very recently, had zero tools that really helped you deal with this.
Right. There was the one thing I did find was there's an additional notes feature that allowed me to go in. And every time somebody signed up for A to Z, so I've had over 600 students go through my podcasting A to Z course, and all 600 of those students, I went into their settings in their account in AWeber, and in the additional additional notes field, I added the phrase A-T-O-Z, which stands for A to Z. And then I was able to go in and create a segment of my list that was anybody who did not have A to Z in the additional notes field. And so that way, when I sent those broadcast messages, at least I wasn't sending an email to all the people I know for a fact I've already helped launch a podcast. It didn't make much sense for me to do that. And in fact, I came up with that idea when I actually got a bunch of my A to Z alumni students, people who have gone through the course, say, Cliff, you've already helped me. I love the class, by the way. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. That kind of deal. But after I got a couple people saying, Cliff, why are you sending me an email offering to help me launch a podcast? You know I launched my podcast. You helped me. And I'm like, yeah, I need to fix this. This is not the way I want to communicate to my audience or my community.
Yeah. So, and it's not just people with a podcast, but I guess there's people on your list that they've decided they don't want a podcast. They just like to listen to you. And I guess we'll get into some of this, but there's all kinds of different potential segments in your podcasting audience. And then on top of that, you have this additional audience that follows you for business advice alone, right? That
yeah.
They're not really interested in podcasting as much as they're interested in Cliff Ravenscraft's approach to business and his advice around that. So I guess the problem was AWeber at the time, and I think this is still largely the case, didn't have the tools to sort of take that whole thing to the next level. So you made a decision to go to ConvertKit based on some advice of some people that you trusted. What was that transition like? Was it hard to move from AWeber to ConvertKit? What was your experience there?
The hard thing was just in my mind thinking it was going to be a hard thing. I mean, it really was.
That's awesome.
Was a hard thing. And this was literally something that's been on my to-do list. It's like I desperately want to do something with my email strategy. I want to create a weekly newsletter. I want to start giving valuable content. And by the way, just if I can, Mark, I just want to say there is an additional reason and pain point, which was for this itch to move to ConvertKit. And that is that back in January, I changed – actually, and it's even been for the last 18 months. My weekly podcast originally started in December 2006 as the Podcast Answer Man. And the first 350 or so episodes every single week was me answering technical questions related to podcasting. And, you know, I still have all the answers and – no, well, I still have lots of valuable answers and advice, tips, and insights. But it's not something I want to talk about every single week. And so I eventually got around in January of this year to rebranding that podcast. And it's the same podcast. It's just called The Cliff Ravenscraft Show. And I don't talk about podcasting every single week. I don't talk about the technical tips. But I still want to provide that kind of information. And I'm thinking, wow, what if all of a sudden I say, hey, every single week this podcast is sponsored by my free, you know, Podcast Answer Man weekly podcast newsletter or whatever, where you can get my best tips, advice, and strategy delivered every Friday to your email inbox. I'll work on the copy and the message. But that was another thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to begin to start – I wanted people to consistently remain under the impression that Cliff Ravenscraft is still the Podcast Answer Man. His podcast isn't all about podcasting every single week anymore, but this guy is still the go-to guy. And I believe that if I can deliver once a week, every week, podcasting tips, advice, and strategies that are going to blow your mind, that's going to effectively handle what my podcast content used to do.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And again, that kind of growth and segmenting that audience and controlling them and getting the right content to the right people, AWeber not able to get that done very easily, if at all.
AWeber would have allowed me to do the autoresponder sequence. So I could have set up a weekly newsletter through them. That would have been easy, but it wouldn't allowed me to do some of the other things, which we are going to talk about. But so to answer your question, how difficult was it to move from AWeber to ConvertKit? It literally was this, Mark. I created an account. I went ahead and signed up for the up to 5,000 subscriber account because I knew I had 4,000 plus subscribers. So I signed up for that account knowing that I'm instantly going to be on the hook for that amount of monthly income or expense anyway. And then I saw their import tool, and it just says you can drop a CSV file. You can create some custom fields. You actually helped me foresee a problem that I didn't even know existed until I would have gotten in there. But AWeber has some existing fields or custom fields inside of their tables in the CSV file. And so when I import that in, it's going to ask me to map the different tables. So where do you want the name go? The name goes to the first name field. Where do you want the email to go? It goes to the email field. Okay, now you've got this all this other data that AWeber has collected over the years. Do you want to abandon that or do you want to create custom fields? And so you told me how to do that. That literally took me an additional 5 to 10 minutes to do that. And then as soon as I did it, I went over to AWeber. I did an export of all of my 4,000 plus subscribers, and that took me about 45 seconds. And then I took the CSV file and I literally dragged it into the browser window in ConvertKit. And then it asked me to take the first list or the first name in the list or the first table in the list. And it says, map these to where the custom fields, you know, what data goes where. And once it got the first one, it says, okay, we're set. Do you want to add any tags to these people? And I actually chose a tag. I created a tag right there on the spot that says, everybody who I am now importing, I want you to say this was an AWeber import. So everybody who was existing on my list before I started ConvertKit, you have the tag inside of ConvertKit that says AWeber import is what it says. So I created that tag, and then I didn't want to add them to any sequences or anything. I just wanted to get those people in. And so all I did was what I've just told you, and I clicked import, and it says, boom, you're done. And like literally it took me from start to finish 20 minutes tops to make the change.
Okay, so that's kind of amazing. So you're in ConvertKit, and you're fired up about this next level email thing that you're going to, you've got this thing in your mind about how you're going to serve all these people. But I guess the problem was you hadn't been emailing these people and you're about to hit them with this incredibly valuable, but much higher frequency newsletter every week. So what did you do? Did you just start mailing them, or why don't you take us through that, how you decided to handle the new email strategy versus the existing subscribers with a history of being mailed every 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, so I can tell. I will go ahead and answer that question and tell you how I actually what I actually landed on. And then I would, after I finish answering that question, I would love to go back and talk about, you know, what happened as soon as I had, you know, 4,000 plus people in AWeber. But now, what do I do? But since you asked this question first, I'll go ahead and answer it. So I did end up creating an autoresponder sequence. That is, it's actually 52 emails. Right now, there's only the first two are actually published, and the rest I'm going to be adding, you know, in advance of their expected delivery time, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But I went ahead and created the weekly newsletter autoresponder sequence. And the idea was, initially I'm like, well, do I just go ahead and put all 4,000 plus people instantly into this weekly autoresponder? And my thought is, no, I'm not going to do that. And so I decided to create a second autoresponder sequence, a second follow-up sequence with 8 emails that essentially say the same thing, with the hope that people would only get the first email, they would click on it and join my newsletter or tell me they don't want to be on the newsletter, either one or the other, and then they would no longer get any follow-up emails. But anyway, I created a newsletter invite autoresponder sequence that basically said, hey, you've been on my mailing list and you know that when you signed up, I told you that the only thing I would be emailing you is when I have new products and services. This has worked extremely well for me over the years, but boy, am I extremely excited about what I just decided to create for you. I want to deliver you my best tips and advice and strategies related to podcasting. Advice people have paid me thousands of dollars for, I'm giving away for free every single week, every Friday. I want to deliver a valuable and actionable tip to your email box that will explode the growth of your podcast and help you take everything you're doing to the next level. And so would you like, and the email says, would you like this? If so, you're not going to, I will not automatically send this unless you request it from me, because I don't want to send you more emails than what you've come to expect from me over the past several years. So I gave them one of two options. Click the button that says, hey, yes, Cliff, add me to your newsletter, or click the button here that says, Cliff, I'd love to stay on your list, but I don't want the weekly newsletter for related to podcasting. Those two options were given to them. And then that's what I decided to do.
So this is an important feature, and I think it's one of the more exciting ones. You didn't need them to opt in again. You didn't need them to pick, you know, to type their email address in. It didn't take them to a form. You just literally put a button in the email, and if they clicked it, that identified them inside of ConvertKit with something called a tag that you could then look at in the future and decide to send them these regular emails. Or alternatively, they could click another button and they would get a different kind of tag that said, this person has made a conscious decision. They've communicated to me that they don't want this extra content. They're not unsubscribed. They're still on my list, just like they were before, but they have this tag that tells you not to bug them with the weekly podcast email.
Exactly. And the cool thing, you know, there's certainly all of this thing. What you're talking about is this thing called, they have a feature called link triggers. So link triggers. So if basically in every email program, you can put a link in, and if somebody clicks the link, of course, it sends them to the link that you've got. And of course, you're going to get some good stats and reporting. Every email client has that. But what's unique about ConvertKit is they can actually do another step. It's called a link trigger. And what happens is they have these things called automation rules. And it's basically if this, then that statements. So I can go in and create a link trigger that says subscribe to mailing list. And then once I've created that, I go in and put that in the email in the autoresponder sequence. And then I go into automations and I say, okay, if this happens, and the if this is if they click the subscribe to newsletter button, then do this. And let me just, I mean, now I'm not going to explain what all of these things are unless you ask me to, but I'm just going to go to my automation rules and I'm going to look real quickly here for subscribe to newsletter and read to you what happens when that what the rules are.
Yeah, I think that's really good. That would give a good concrete example that people could kind of try to understand.
So here's one. It says clicks a link, you know, if this happens, and the if is clicks a link, and which link? Subscribe to podcast newsletter. So if that happens, what this is the then statement. It says subscribe them to the sequence titled podcast newsletter, and also at the same time unsubscribe them from the invite to newsletter sequence. So when somebody clicks that link, that triggers those two actions.
And you want to unsubscribe them because obviously once they've subscribed, you don't need to invite them anymore.
And that's right.
And this would be like also once someone had bought a product, you don't want to offer to sell them the product anymore. There's all kinds of uses for this kind of tagging.
Exactly. And there's another option in that email that says, you know, not, you know, I'm not interested in the newsletter. So if they click that link, it adds a tag and that tag says not interested in podcast newsletter. So I just have that information about them and I know that about them. And then also the second action that happens with that link trigger is unsubscribe from invite to newsletter sequence. Now, if anybody gets those, if they get that first email and they don't open it, or if they get that email, they open it, but they don't click on one of those two things, then when the next scheduled email is going to come out in that sequence, they're going to get that invitation all over again. And they're going to consistently get this invitation to join the newsletter until they click one of those two links.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So there was something that you wanted to go back to, though, right after you got the subscribers in.
Yeah, so I got the subscribers in, and I'm like, okay, now what do I do? And it's like, okay, I know I want to create a newsletter, right? Well, before I create a newsletter, there's so much more that I want to do. Why do I want a newsletter in the first place? Well, first of all, I want to start delivering valuable content so that, you know, I'm actually giving and giving, giving more than I'm asking. And I know that in my heart, these people are on my mailing list because they've been listening to my podcast and they've been, you know, buying my tutorials and they've gotten so much value and that I've earned the equity, if you will, to ask so much on my mailing list. I mean, why else would over 4,000 people sign up for an email list that says, Cliff, tell me when I can buy something else from you, right?
Right,
so,
exactly.
But at the same time, I feel like I've been giving less and less and less of that kind of value in my weekly podcast. So that's why I needed to create this newsletter. But the thing is also remember that other pain point. I'm actually communicating broadcast messages about my next A to Z course and not knowing who they are. So knowing that I can have these link triggers and do these automation rules where these actions take place because somebody clicked a link, I knew that I could do something called an internal survey inside of your list. That's what ConvertKit calls it, an internal survey. So for example, my very first email on my podcast newsletter list is titled, the subject is, do you have a podcast? And I'm not going to read the email, but eventually it gets down at the bottom. It says, please click on one of the statements on the one statement below that best describes you. And so there are five links, and I asked them in this email to only click one of the five links below. And I want to read to you what these are. The first one is, I do not have a podcast and I am not interested in starting one. The second one is, I do not have a podcast, but I would like to start one at some point. The third option is, I am currently podcasting and I am in my first year of podcasting. The fourth one is, I am currently podcasting and have been podcasting for more than 1 year. And the last one is, I have had a podcast, but I'm not currently producing any new episodes. So I want to know where are these people on my list in their podcasting journey? And now I'm going to go back to my automation rules, all right? And I'm going to just choose one of these. All right. This is going to blow your mind. So what took me so long to actually get around to writing my emails for my sequence for the newsletter is that I spent the last 2 weeks thinking in my mind, how do I want to differentiate these people? What categories do I want people to self-sort themselves into using an internal survey? And then once I have that, I have to decide, okay, well, if somebody clicks this link, what do I want to have happen? All right. So it takes there's a lot of it in my mind. You don't have to go this detailed, but this is how I think. This is the way my mind works. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you what happens if somebody clicks the link. I do not have a podcast, but I would like to start one at some point. So let's just say, Mark, you just got my first email in the segment of my podcast newsletter asking you, do you have a podcast? And you just said, I don't have one, Cliff, but I'd like to start one at some point. If you click that link, this is the automation rule. Number one, add the tag interested in podcasting or interesting. It actually just says pod02 interested. But in my mind, I know that is somebody who said, I don't have a podcast, but I'm interested in starting one. The second action that happens automatically, and this is all in one thing. It's like if you click this link, all of these things happen, and there are seven of them. First one, add the tag interested in starting a podcast. The second action is unsubscribe from the sorting sequence of podcasting A. So basically, there's another sorting sequence or another autoresponder sequence that's called sorting sequence A podcasting. And for everybody who opens this first email but doesn't click on any of these five links, they're automatically going to be subscribed to another sequence that will consistently follow up with them every 30 days asking them to let me know if they have a podcast.
Interesting.
Until they opt out of that. So anyway, so it's going to add I'm interested in podcasting. If they click it, it's going to take them out of the podcasting sorting sequence. I do have another sequence that's going to ask them to tell me where they are in their online business journey. So I'm not going to ask them to tell me where they are in their podcast and their business journey until they've told me where they are in their podcasting journey. So as soon as they click this link to tell me they're interested, they're taken out of the podcasting sorting sequence. Then they're added to the business sorting sequence, which, by the way, doesn't happen until the first email doesn't come out until 30 days later. That means you've gotten 4 weeks of the most amazing podcasting content ever before I even ask you to give me more information about you. Now, that's not the only thing that happens. There's still four more things. Number one, remove the tag pod not interested. Remove the tag first year. Remove the tag over 1 year. And remove the tag stopped. And the reason why I have those in there is because, and this is something that I added after the fact. What happened, Mark, is that I noticed that there were a couple people who actually clicked more than one link.
Yeah, maybe by accident. Who knows? And then they went and clicked it again, and now they've got multiple tags. I was going to ask you about that. That's super cool.
Yeah, so what happened, basically when I did the email, originally all five options were in a number sorted list, so there's no spacing in between. So if you fat finger it and you click, I want to start a podcast, and what I noticed is the people who were double tagged, I noticed that those people were always one option different from each other. And basically if you clicked, I do not have a podcast and I'm not interested, another thing that happens is that link trigger actually takes you to a thank you page, which is a video of me. And that the video says, hey, thank you so much for clicking the link that tells me that you don't have a podcast and that you're not interested in creating one. Because you've let me know this, I will not bother you about podcast related stuff.
Awesome. You know, so you confirm their click for them. And that helps them catch the fact that they clicked the wrong thing.
They clicked the wrong link, so they went back to the email and clicked the correct link. So what happens is, and I caught this because I actually created a really complex segment rule inside of ConvertKit that was really complicated that let me know every time somebody had more than one tag. related to podcasting. That one took me in, you know, probably 20 minutes to figure out in my mind. And it was super easy once I had it figured out. But that's how I caught this so quickly. And so what I did is if you click the link that says I'm interested, it only had three things. Number one, add the tag interested in launching a podcast. Unsubscribe from the podcasting sorting sequence and add them to the business sorting sequence. Those were the only three things that happened. But then after I saw a couple people, seven people double tag themselves, I went in and added the additional four options, which is remove tag not interested, remove tag first year, basically remove the other four options.
Sure, yeah, totally understand. Yep.
And my thinking is that if anybody goes back and they've clicked one link, but then they go back and click another one, the most recent link they clicked is the correct link.
Yeah.
And
this also will allow you to resort them later. So you could have a resorting sequence that fired, say, every 6 months that said something like, hey, you know, I want to make sure you still are a new podcaster, or have you graduated to the next level? And now your logic handles that.
Exactly. I love it. So that right there, Mark, getting my list from AWeber into ConvertKit, literally 20 minutes. And that is, I'm not exaggerating. It's all it took. Getting this, you know, deciding in my mind, I'm literally in bed at night. I go to, you know, I'm in bed, let's just say 10 o'clock at night. And I'm literally in my mind thinking logically, how do I want to sort these people? And if they click this, do I want people to automatically, as soon as they sign up to my newsletter, do I want to go ahead and put them in all of these sequences? Or do I, you know, what's the order? And then once I have that, and then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm still thinking about this and I have it in my head. And so I come down to my iPad. I have an iPad Pro and I start drawing it out. I start creating a workflow diagram and I have three different workflows that I originally had. And I waited until I had the workflow that I really felt confident. This is the workflow. This is the flow of how I want people to get from here to here to here to here. And once I had that, then I started creating these automation rules.
So there's one last thing that I want to get at here. So we talked about these features and the sorting, and I've thought about segmenting before, you know, in the old days, and I've always wondered, well, you know, is this really that important? And you've brought out a couple of examples, like you don't want to email your list about a new podcasting A to Z course, which is one of the courses that you offer, if they've already taken the course. You'd like to exclude them.
Well, let me even take that a little further. So the first thing is because, and by the way, I've already gotten several hundred people who have sorted themselves and told me where they land in one of those five options. So now what I can do is I can actually take all the people who click the link that says, I don't have a podcast, but I eventually want to start one. Now, when I send a broadcast message, or even I could create a sorting, a marketing sequence for my next session of A to Z, I can actually create one specifically for people who said, Cliff, I don't have a podcast, but I want to start one. And that messaging is going to be unique to that audience, which is basically what I've been doing all along, inappropriately to everyone else. But now let's just take somebody who's been podcasting, all those people who have been podcasting for more than 1 year. So I can actually create a marketing message or a series or a sequence of marketing emails and add everybody who has been podcasting for more than 1 year. And I could actually, that marketing message is now going to say, hey, I know that you've been podcasting for at least a year and maybe as long as I have. So you might be thinking, gosh, Cliff, why don't you have more products and services to offer for those of us who have had a podcast and who want to take it to the next level? Let me explain to you why here are five reasons why you, as an existing podcaster, a seasoned podcaster, would want to take my podcasting A to Z course.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, message to market match.
Yeah. And of course, obviously, what about the 15% of the people in my community who have already told me, Cliff, I once had a podcast, but I'm no longer creating content. Wow. I could create a webinar specifically for those people. And that webinar is, I want to restart my podcast, but should I start over or, you know, with the new podcast, or should I pick up where I left off, and how do, you know, should I delete the first episodes? I'm going to answer all of those questions for you. This webinar is $49.
Exactly. Yeah, it's perfect. Now, here's the thing that I think is most exciting. All of this stuff is kind of amazing. But here's the thing that happened that I want to share with everyone that shows the true power of this whole segmenting with ConvertKit sort of approach. You had for years been making assumptions about the people that were on your list. You knew they had bought from you. They were only interested in pitches. I think we both assumed that 60, maybe 70% of these people were podcasting and were just hanging out on Podcast Answer Man's list to kind of stay up to date with whatever your course offerings were and so forth. But now you've had everybody through this sorting sequence. Take me through a little bit what you found and what myths you busted as a result of that.
Yeah. So basically, let's just put it this way. I've only, got people into these sorting sequences like less than 36 hours ago. But even over the past 36 hours, 25% of those 4,000 subscribers have gone through. So these numbers, at least, you know, it's over 1,000 people at this point. And these numbers, I think, are pretty much going to stand up even moving forward. But here's what the interesting thing.
It sounds like what I was hearing on the election coverage last night, by the way.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. 41% of the people on my mailing list do not have a podcast, but very much want to start one. And I had no idea. I would have never guessed. In my wildest dreams, I was thinking maybe 15% or less, and probably closer to 5%. I just assumed that everybody on my list already had a podcast.
So you can create specific messaging to those people, find out what it is that's keeping them from having a podcast. And that's 40% of that list that you can find a unique and very targeted way to go help.
Right? Yeah. The one thing that I landed on, I could have created a different newsletter for each group, right? And I landed on, no, I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is the 50, you know, the sorting, the newsletter autoresponder, basically the weekly newsletter. That content, I'm purposely only including content that would be applicable to every single person on my list, except for those who said, I don't have a podcast and I have no interest in starting one. But if whether you are thinking about starting a podcast, you're in your first year of podcasting, you've been podcasting for the last 10 years, or you're what we call a pod fader, you've stopped your producing your podcast. What I know is that every single week, my podcast newsletter is going to be applicable to every single person. No matter where you are in the journey, I know that this content will resonate with you and be actionable. But then down the road, when I am doing certain things, I can send very specific, targeted, valuable information and more importantly, products and services. People that, you know, $49 or $99 products that people can buy that will specifically help them in their I've been podcasting for less than a year. I don't even know what I don't know. And so I can start creating custom products for those that really wouldn't be interesting to somebody who's been podcasting for the last 8 years.
So bottom line, scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with ConvertKit?
About 150.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm very glad because I was one of the people that was encouraging you to do it. So I'm really glad it worked out. So that's
And the interesting thing is it's at this level that I'm in, and it's ridiculous. We could do a whole nother podcast on scarcity mindset and investing into your business and stuff like that. But one of the weirdest things that was holding me back was the pricing. You know, AWeber does things. I don't know if AWeber ever did this to you, but there's this base price and you pay this like annual fee every year for a base number of subscribers. And then as you grow, you pay monthly for the additional. And I don't even know what I was paying annually, but I know that my monthly fee was $30 a month, which is, you know, in my mind, I'm paying $30 a month. And I know for a fact I was paying more than that. I think I finally figured it out. I was paying like $56 a month. But for the same list on ConvertKit, it was $79 a month. And then all of a sudden you go beyond as soon as you hit beyond, you get your 5,000 first subscriber, and that monthly fee goes up even more. And here's the thing. If I was going to continue the email strategy that I had been using for the past 6 years, it didn't make sense for me to move to ConvertKit, because for less money, I could effectively do what has been working halfway decently for me. Like I said, broadcast emails, 1 to 3 email campaigns, generating between 20 to 60 some odd thousand dollars, right? So not too bad. But the thing is that with this, it allows me to do so much more. And I have no doubt in my mind, my marketing for podcasting A to Z is, in my mind, I cannot foresee, with the powerful information that I will have as available by segmenting this list and being able to communicate effectively to those individual groups, Mark, I can't see a scenario where I would not be able to sell more and generate 3, 5, 10 times the amount of – bring in 5, 10 times the amount of income that I was before. So I'm just going to be so much more efficient with my market and messaging and my income. My guess is that I could see myself doubling or tripling my overall business income within the next 2 to 3 years, and all of it being as a result of moving to ConvertKit. And my question is that worth 10 or 20 or 30 more dollars per month? Duh.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty clear, and you're right. There are all kinds of limiting beliefs crop in even when you're even when you're a trained professional at this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, dude, I'm super happy. Love ConvertKit. It is the bomb.
Yeah. Well, sir, I am excited to have you back on the show. I hope this was helpful to people to understand kind of the power of what's possible. If people want to see this list in action and want to see more about what's going on with the Cliff Ravenscraft show and with you over at Podcast Answer Man, what's the best way to kind of follow up on that?
Just go to podcastanswerman.com, and over in the sidebar, you'll see my email opt-in. And I consider my mailing list to actually be the lead magnet, quite honestly.
Yeah, right. I understand.
And the cool thing is I changed the opt-in. It no longer says, you know, give me your name and email address if you'd like to be notified. Here's what it says today. The headline is, access my best podcasting advice, tips, and strategies free. Every Friday, I send an email sending my best advice, tips, and strategies related to podcasting. Each of these weekly emails contain relevant and actionable information that can help you no matter where you are in your podcasting journey. Boom.
That is so awesome.
One more benefit, the ConvertKit plugin for WordPress, freaking amazing. Can I say freaking?
Yeah, you can say freaking on the show. I don't think I'll lose my explicit tag with that.
All right. So the ConvertKit plugin, I installed that plugin, and you know how I am. I'm a plugin purist.
Yes. But
one of the things that the plugin did for me, it installed. I have thousands of pages and posts on inside of WordPress, and one of the things that the ConvertKit plugin did is it took my default opt-in form and put it at the very bottom of every page and every post on my website, and my daily new subscribers has jumped through the roof. It's insane.
Do you have have you actually looked to see what the percentage increase is? I mean, is it?
Yeah, well, let's just put it this way. I can tell you right now, with AWeber, I used to get an email every time somebody subscribed, and I would, on average, I would get maybe 1 to 3 per month. So, and again, that's people who say, "Cliff, tell me when I can buy something from you." So,
those are
pretty good numbers, right? Now, before yesterday, my mailing list ever since I've been with ConvertKit for just over 2 or 3 weeks now, and my opt-in form, this default form, still said, give me your name and email address if you'd like to buy something from me, and I'll tell you when I have it available. And my email subscriber or new email subscribers was about 10 to 15 per day.
Wow. Okay. So that's pretty huge.
Yeah. And that's because my site ranks, I mean, if you go out to Google and say, do a search for, podcast equipment or do a search for how to podcast, my site ranks for almost every podcast keyword. I'm usually always the first or second or third result for anything related to podcasting, and thousands of people hitting these old content on my site all the time. And with one plugin, there's now an opt-in form on every single post.
Yeah, I'm looking at it and it looks really nice too. I mean, I don't think you need any other lead magnet. I mean, it looks super nice. And, you know, your best podcasting advice, tips, and strategies is probably worth an email address here and there, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. I think so. So, well, the numbers we'll see. So, Mark, man, thank you so much. Man, I love being on your show, and you're a great friend, and it's an honor.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. And people love when you're on the show. So thank you very much. And we'll have you again soon. I'm sure we'll have more to talk about as this email marketing journey continues over at Podcast Answer Man. I'm enjoying it very much. So thank you so much. And get some sleep, dude. It's late for you. It's late night internet marketing for me. But this is late in Kentucky.
It is, man. All right, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I love talking with Cliff. He's one of my best friends. He's just such a great guy. He's always doing things for the right reason. And that's what I really love about Cliff. I mean, sure, he's going to end up making money as a result of all these efforts. But the thing that's really got him charged up is how he's going to be able to help people that need help and find them and do the right thing for the people that are in his community. And that's the magic of Cliff. And I think that's the magic of a lot of businesses out there that are incredibly successful. You look at these guys that I'm lucky enough to be around, Leslie and Mike Stelzner and Ray Edwards and Cliff, and they're all about service. They all have a servant mentality, and that really comes through in that interview with Cliff. And I really love that about him. So I hope you got fantastic things out of that. I encourage you, if you want to see this implemented and how well it works, go check out Cliff's list over at podcastanswerman.com. Sign up, get those first couple of emails, see how this ConvertKit thing works. I think you'll be really impressed. And don't forget about the ConvertKit webinar. Again, that's at latenightim.com/CK webinar. Even if you're on MailChimp right now and you don't have any intention of converting over to ConvertKit, I want you to go check out that webinar because there's going to be some incredibly valuable content there that'll help you think about how to do your email marketing. Until next week, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic 7 days where you get some really great stuff done with your business. I'll talk to you again next Thursday. Take care.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Oh my gosh, what a crazy election. I know people who don't live in this country must be looking at us going, what in the heck is going on? I mean, this whole circus thing that we've had going on is like stuff that I've seen in other countries where craziness happens. Like, you know, they have crazy elections in Malaysia and they have crazy elections in India, but not in the United States. I mean, we're kind of calm and boring. Not this time. It is really nuts. And I don't want to get into the politics of he said, she said, literally. I think that's a whole separate issue. I'm not really very impressed with either of these two candidates from a role model for my kids sort of standpoint. But I think the whole thing was very interesting again, because it's just such an unexpected result. Nobody, except for, I think, true Trump supporters, and probably not even them, expected this strong victory from him coming out of nowhere last night. It's very, very impressive just from a political victory standpoint. I'm not sure what it says about this country. I'm not sure what it says about Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure about anything anymore, except that it was incredibly entertaining and I was up very late and now I'm super tired. So I hope you guys have a great week and stay out of trouble and try not to freak out too much over the election. This is why we have three branches of government. If one branch goes off the rails or is incredibly fantastic, I don't know what's going to happen here. It's kept in check by the other two branches. So maybe that'll help you sleep at night. Ciao. Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.